Welcome to the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Born in 1535, the Flemish composer Guillaume de Wert was sent to Italy as a child and never looked back. Probably around the age of 8, Wert became a singer in the household of Maria di Cardona, Marchesa of Padua near Naples. In about 1550, he moved to Novellara in the service of the Gonzagas, then on to Mantua and Ferrara, and soon Milan, where he worked at the governor's court. By 1565, Wert had married and had a growing family, at least 6 children that we know of. He settled back in Mantua with his family, serving as the maestro di cappella of the Duke's newly built chapel of Santa Barbara. Despite a rocky start, a jealous rival, and his own wife's scandalous affair with said rival, Wert kept the appointment and lived in Mantua for the rest of his life. Guillaume de Wert is famous for his madrigals and his influence on the madrigals of the younger Mantuan court musician Claudio Monteverdi is often stated. But Wert also composed a significant body of church music. While much of Wert's sacred music was written for exclusive use at Santa Barbara and remains in manuscript, 3 volumes of motets, published in 1566 and 1581, had wider provenance. A new recording from the ensemble, Stile Antico, called Divine Theater, presents some of Wert's sacred music from his 2nd and 3rd motet collections. Vox in Rama is perhaps Wert's most well-known sacred work. Its text reads, "A voice is heard in Rama of weeping and great lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children, and she will not be comforted, because they are no more." Wert's musical depiction of that text is stunning, with rich, falling chromatic lines. Contrast this sorrow with the opening track on Stile Antico's recording that nearly jumps for joy, Gaudete in Domino, Rejoice in the Lord Always. There is much with which to compare Wert in the music of his near-contemporary Orlando di Lasso or the slightly earlier Cipriano di Rore. But one unusual aspect of Wert's motets is his use of New Testament narratives rather than more traditional liturgical sources. These epistle or gospel texts would normally have been read or intoned in a service rather than set to music polyphonically. However, Santa Barbara is known to have had a more liberal service, the Duke perhaps held some sway with the Vatican for this special dispensation. Whatever the reason, Vert enjoyed the musical freedom. As a composer who excelled at word painting, the New Testament narrative texts allowed his dramatic style to come to the fore. The Roman road on which Paul had his conversion experience, the Canaanite woman with a demon-possessed daughter, a nearly shipwrecked boat, and a savior speaking calm to some serious weather are all texts rife with possibility for musical storytelling at its best. Let's hear some of this last story in Wert's Ascendente Jesu. Listen first to the rising opening motive as Jesus climbs up into the boat with his disciples. When a storm gathers, wind and waves toss the boat in the water, and Wert's rhythms become syncopated and rocky. The disciples are understandably anxious, but Jesus is fast asleep, depicted by Wert's isolated moment of still homophony. Soon, the disciples wake Jesus up from his nap. "Save us," they say, "we're going to perish." Jesus rebukes the storm, and calm waters return, reflected in Wert's tranquil conclusion. Stile Antico does justice to Wert's expressive and pictorial writing in this piece, and indeed throughout the whole of their program. Founded in 2001, this is the 11th recording of the 12-voice conductorless ensemble. If you would like to know more about Stile Antico and their recording of Guillaume de Wert's sacred motets titled Divine Theater, you can find a link to the CD on our website. Just visit harmoniaearlymusic.org. And while you're there, have a look at our archive of podcasts and shows. This has been the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Thanks for listening.